What's up, Eastern Sierra? Today's news has everything you never knew you needed, like local legends, crushing math competitions, mountain passes reopening just in time for your wanderlust, and of course, it wouldn't be May in Bishop without a little something involving mules. We've got sunshine, softball wins, and snow in the spring. Yep, you heard that right. But before we get into it, a big thank you for today's sponsor, Peak IV. You want to feel better? You need to go to Peak IV in Mammoth. Trust me. So don't forget to subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube and follow us on all socials for the latest news, events, and unfiltered Bishop banter. Students from BUHS recently competed in the annual Trig Star Math Competition. This competition, sponsored by the National Society of Professional Surveyors, among others, tests the practical applications of trigonometry. There's practical explanations of trigonometry? Senior Alyssa Buchholz received a perfect score in just under 16 minutes, winning first place and securing the third consecutive victory in the competition for BUHS. Other top finishers include Tegan Orr in second, Faye Spoonhunter in third, and Oscar Woods in fourth. These students' consistent performance highlights their strong mathematical skills and dedication. Congratulations to these students for their incredible performance and their teacher, Mrs. Buchholz. After 5 weeks of snow clearing efforts, Sonora Pass is opening back up for the spring season tomorrow at 10 a.m. The pass, which connects to the Eastern Sierra to Tuolumne County, had been closed for the winter season since last November. The reopening process was slow, with crews encountering 8 to 12 inches of snow in some areas, but the road is once again ready to reopen for travel. Motorists are advised to drive cautiously as conditions can change rapidly in mountainous areas. For more information on road closures and reopenings, please visit easternsierranow.com. May is here in Bishop, and we're gearing up for the annual Mule Days celebration, taking place from May 20th to 25th. The event honors the historical significance of mules in American West and features various competitions, parades, and community activities. Additionally, the spring season is perfect for checking out the Eastern Sierra Tour, a road trip exploring the highs, lows, and everything in between throughout the Eastern Sierra. And as wildflowers begin to bloom in the area, there's no better time to explore the region and take in all of its natural beauty. If you're planning a trip to the area or just want to explore the place you call home a little more, visit easternsierranow.com for all the info you need to stay connected and make the best of your adventure. Remember to follow all rules and regulations in the region, especially when fishing, to help preserve the environment for generations to come. You're running a business and your Instagram at the same time? Let's be honest, you didn't open a cafe to become a content creator. Let Eastern Sierra Now do the posting, the hashtagging, the scheduling, the boosting, and yes, even the algorithm wrangling. While you do what you do best, we'll make sure your brand shines on every feed. ESN social media management, professional content, real engagement, and more time for you to do what you love. Contact us at advertise@easternsierranow.com for more. Next up in events, Yosemite National Park is kicking us off with an informational meeting discussing spring season updates. Tonight, starting at 5:30 p.m., this event will take place virtually and in person at the Mono Lake Indian and Levining Community Center. Distant Brewing is hosting Eastern Sierra Pool tonight for their weekly pool tournament event beginning at 6 p.m. Entry into the tournament is $20 and all payouts will be awarded to the winners. Tonight is the last performance of Radium Girls performed by the Mammoth High School Drama Club in association with the Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater. The show will begin at 7 p.m. and you won't want to miss it. Tomorrow, Outbound Mammoth is hosting Mammoth Sauna Co. for their Tranquil Thursday session featuring a sauna and a cold plunge. This event will begin at 4 p.m. A community square dance session will also be held tomorrow at the Bishop City Park starting at 5:30 p.m. Enjoy live music, dance, and community spirit. The Mono Arts Council will also be hosting a Weave a Wildflower class tomorrow, starting at 5:30 p.m. Lastly, salsa dance classes hosted by C5 Art Studio will take place tomorrow night, starting at 6 p.m. To stay up to date on all the latest events in the region, please visit easternsierranow.com/events or download the mobile app. Spring's hanging in there like your last turn on Cornice. Strong, surprisingly smooth, and full of surprises. It's kind of like me. We're holding steady with a solid 58-inch base, and yes, winter just couldn't resist one more visit. We picked up 3 to 4 inches of fresh, natural snow since yesterday's close. Ski Patrol is currently giving the upper mountain a little TLC, so expect a possible, fashionably late opening at the top. In the meantime, slap on some sunscreen, layer up for a chilly morning, and get ready to shed a few layers by the mid to high 30s this afternoon. Classic spring laps are calling, with 82 trails still in play across the final three parks. There's plenty of terrain to get your turns in before the sun softens it up. So wax up, warm up, and work in those spring rituals while the mountain still delivers. You got a business in the Eastern Sierra? You want eyeballs on your brand faster than the traffic jams on 395 over mule days? Eastern Sierra now offers premium banner ad space that puts your message front and center, right where local readers are already looking. High visibility, targeted audience, no fluff, just results. Reserve your banner spot on ESN today, because in the Eastern Sierra, attention is everything, and we've got it. Contact us at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Let's take a quick look at today's sports report, of course, sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. The Bishop Broncos varsity softball team concluded their season on a high note with a commanding 15-4 win against Boron, wrapping up the game in just five innings. Pitcher Sienna Fuller led the charge, delivering a strong performance on the mound throughout the game. The Broncos offense was equally impressive, consistently putting runs on the board to secure the decisive victory. This win marks a positive end to the Broncos' regular season, showcasing the team's determination and skill. Once again, this sports update is brought to you by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where great food and good times are always on the menu. Last up, we've got your weather forecast served with a side of sass. It's been warm and sunny all day, 73, 42. Let's move on to tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures climbing to 79 during the day and cooling to 48 at night. Friday, beautiful day with a mix of clouds and sun, highs near 80, lows 48. Now, same thing for Mammoth today. A little bit of a mood swing. Mostly sunny and warmer, 52, 29 tonight. Tomorrow, the sun continues to shine with highs reaching 59 and lows of 34. Friday, expect times of clouds and sun with temperatures peaking at 61. Nighttime lows, 35. And that's your midweek to weekend weather outlook. Whether you're soaking up the sun in Bishop or enjoying the mountain air in Mammoth Lake, stay safe and make the most of these beautiful days ahead. And that's a wrap for today's roundup of all things Eastern Sierra, where the trails are open, the weather's confused, and the news is always a little weird. In the best way, be sure to hit that subscribe button, follow us on social, and tell your friends that the best news in the Sierra doesn't come from a satellite. It comes from your neighbors at Eastern Sierra Now. Thanks again to Peak IV for sponsoring today's report. Because when it comes to your health, you want to be in peak performance. Go to Peak IV. Till next time, stay warm, stay weird, and stay tuned.